Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Raphael Goinecci, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. You've heard me say many times they are really reliable in reporting out crime stats. And for the first time, we're getting to see the 2024 year-end crime stats that are released by the Metropolitan Crime Commission. And this is good news, Rafi.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would have liked to have been talking about this the entire hour instead of what happened on January the 1st. But, you know, we don't have that luxury. But, you know, we're talking in the context of Ann Kirkpatrick and what she was brought here to do and what she's accomplished. And I think these stats, I think, are a report card on how well the police department has done. And she'll be the first person to say that the police department didn't do it by themselves. A large part of this is because of the presence of the Louisiana State Police and the coordination and cooperation and partnership that exists there. But, you know, what New Orleans has accomplished under her leadership in the past year is remarkable. So we're seeing homicides decline 35% from 23 to 24. And the high water mark for homicides in the city were 2022, and we're down 49% this year versus that. And so how was that accomplished? Well, the first district, which includes the Bywater, Mid-City, and Treme area, they showed the largest reduction of a 75% decrease in homicides in the first district. The 7th district saw their raw numbers in homicides decline from 70 homicides in 2023 to 39 in 2024. In fact, there was a period of time in which there were almost 2 months without a homicide occurring in the 7th district, from mid-August to early October. So those don't happen by accident. So part of the strategy in driving down homicides was with the assistance of the state police in the 7th district. And how did they do that? They did traffic enforcement. The traffic enforcement that they did, you know, they stopped made 200 traffic stops in a short period of time, but only issued a handful of tickets. Those traffic stops were the predication for the police to pull over a vehicle. And if it was just a minor traffic violation, the state police would let them go with a warning. But those traffic stops allowed the state police to identify people that they pulled over as wanted for other crimes of violence. It enabled the state police to determine if there was illegal narcotics or an illegal firearm in the car, a felon in possession of a firearm. and they recovered a number of stolen cars and made felony arrests. It wasn't about issuing tickets. So that type of proactive policing strategy has been deployed all over the city, and we're seeing, you know, record reductions in homicides, non-fatal shootings, carjackings, and armed robbery. And then how do we continue to bring down the crime rate? Well, this year we've seen the inmate population go from 1,250 or so inmates in pretrial custody to nearly 1,550 inmates in pretrial custody. Now, we talked about some of those issues, but when you look and see what the offenders are in pretrial custody for, two-thirds of them are in pretrial custody for crimes of violence and felony weapons offenses. So the fact that those 1,500-plus people are in pretrial custody, part of the reason why crime continues to decline. So it's critically important that any crime that's committed be solved. And we're seeing in the 8th District, in the French Quarter area, their solve rate is 87%.
These numbers are staggering. These are staggering. I guarantee they hadn't had these in 30 years. I promise you. Right. I mean, you know, 85% solution rate of homicides, 97 on ag assaults, 85 simple robberies, 94 in purse snatchings, ag batteries, 88% solve rate, armed robberies, carjackings, 7, stabbings, 93%, shootings, 94%. Those numbers are huge. And that's what it's all about.
That's exactly right, because if those people aren't taken off the streets, they continue to prey upon the public and continue to drive up the crime rate. So the fact that the crime rate's going down is an indication that law enforcement is doing a better job of deterring and preventing crime by arresting the people that are perpetrating the crimes that are affecting public safety. So this is, again, a
head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Another example of, you know, the leadership of Ann Kirkpatrick and clearing the path and supporting the men and women of the police department to fulfill their primary mission, which is to protect and serve the people of this city.
And, you know, crime rate's one thing, solution rate's something else. It's a, more of a direct line to what you're doing internally within your organization and how you're processing information. So that's why I say these numbers are huge. I mean, I felt
so
it
with
just this stuff being reported on the news, right, a crime occurring, and then them announcing an arrest within 48 hours. And the more of those you have, the more you want to clap and stand up and give them a standing ovation.
You know, another thing to keep in mind, you know, we're talking about the 8th District, and overall crime is up in the 8th District. But when you take a look at the 8th District, you recognize how unique the 8th District is. So,
sure.
Yes, they have a high solve rate, but they had more incidents of violent crimes this year than they had the previous year. But keep in mind that you've got 10 million people that come visit New Orleans, and a healthy percentage of them go to the French Quarter. When the police are arresting 87% of the offenders, they're finding out that the overwhelming majority of the people that they're arresting for serious felony offenses don't reside in the French Quarter. The French Quarter is the magnet for offenders that, you know, go to the French Quarter to party. And when they see an opportunity to prey upon the public, or they see an adversary in the French Quarter, that's a felony offense that occurs. And that felony offense is happening in the French Quarter. at least when the police in the French Quarter are arresting those offenders for crimes perpetrated in the 8th District, that means that their guns that are taken away from them, in many instances, if they're arrested for a crime of violence, they don't return back to the 7th District, the 1st District, the 5th District. They're in pretrial custody, which makes their neighborhoods a safer place because they're off the streets. So that's why solve rates are so, so important. And the police department is still battling a manpower crisis, but they are being much more strategic. And by being strategic, they're being much more effective in reducing crime by using their available resources to the maximum extent that are being reflected in the numbers. This information is available on the Metropolitan Crime Commission's website. It's good news, as you pointed out. Go take a look at it, metrocrime.org. Anyone that wants to receive this information, there's no charge for it. Just give us your email address and we'll send it to you as we prepare these reports going forward.
And emblematic of this is the announcement that two more were arrested for the mass shooting on Iberville Street that occurred on November 21st of 2024. There are a number of individuals that have been identified, and the more that they can lock down on these individuals, the better off we are.
Right. So they were quickly identified. It took them some time to find them. And, of course, you know, my favorite agency, the U.S. Marshals, are the people that found these guys.
Yep.
And brought them, you know, back here. But, you know, they've been removed from the streets and they've been in hiding since they committed that. But you can't hide for too long from the U.S. Marshals Service because they always get their man. And they took them off the streets. And again, this is another example of the solve rate in the 8th District. So police department is firing off on all cylinders right now. Because of Ann Kirkpatrick and because of the Louisiana State Police that are doing remarkable things to assist the city and the police department. And that's something that, you know, should not go unnoticed. And if you want to see it and find out more about it, please go to our website, metrocrime.org, and take a look at this information.
Rafi, as always, thank you so much for all that y'all do at the Metro Crime Commission, and we really appreciate you joining us every Thursday at this hour to share that information. A lot of hard work goes into these reports, and you guys should be commended and keep up the great work in 2025.
Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. That's Rafael Goyeneche, President of Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back and check in with Scoot. Stay with us.